Okay, today is June 17, 2020. This is the, my name is Tatiana Kasnaev. I'm the chair of the KPFT Finance Committee, and the secretary will take the roll call. Nancy, please.
Okay, it is 4:12 in the afternoon. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Teresa, present. Adriana Casanalve.
Present.
Adriana, present. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Bill Crozier, present. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Lyndon Foley, present. Bob Gartner.
Here.
Bob Gartner, present. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Dwayne Lark, present. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike Lewis, present. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Marianne, present. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Susie, present. Venetia Patel Adams. Venetia Patel Adams. I don't hear you.
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
Sorry, my phone's a piece of crap and it takes me a minute to unlock it.
I did not understand what she said. Okay.
My phone will take a while to unlock.
Your phone has a delay?
Okay. It's just old, so it's slow. It takes a while to unlock. So anytime you call my name, it's going to probably take me longer than everyone else.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Okay. Nancy is present. Okay, I'm here. Deb Shafto.
Here.
Deb Shafto, present. Richard Uzel.
Present.
Richard Uzel, present. Rita Washington.
Washington, present.
Washington, present. Sandy Weinman. Sandy? Sandy, not present. Okay.
He was here a minute ago.
He was, yeah. Ted Weisskopf.
Can you keep going, Nancy, please? Thank you.
Can you what? Yeah,
Ted Weisskopf, present.
Ted, present. Okay. And June Domboni, not present. Markeisha Van Zandt, not Samson, not present. Shall we excuse their absence? Okay. Anyway, so everybody here except Sandy and June Domboni and Markeisha. Quorum is established.
Okay, thank you. I want to repeat for the official recording that the general manager, as he said that she's working in very important issues for KPFT and he couldn't be present. And our business manager, Markeisha Samson, she said, she have two deaths in her family and she will not be present. And the last number that she have, she sent it to me and I send it to the whole committee. Okay? Okay, Nancy. What is next on the agenda? We have agenda approval. Can you read, Nancy, do you have the agenda there, and can you read it for the screen?
I'm looking for the agenda. Sorry.
Okay. Anybody else have the agenda close by, or not?
I can turn. Like for me to read it?
Oh, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. The June 17 KPFT Finance Committee teleconference meeting draft agenda as follows. Chair call to order. Secretary Nancy Sabar Natome, roll call. 5 minutes. Approve agenda. 5 minutes. Approve minutes, if available. 10 minutes. Management and P&B Finance Committee report. And 30 minutes. Review of spring 2020 fund drive info as of 6/15/2020. 10 minutes. Fiscal year 2020 preliminary budget priorities discussion. 55 minutes. Confirm next meeting, 5 minutes. Adjourn, 6 p.m. That concludes reading of the agenda.
Something went wrong, and I was not twice. I'm very sure. Okay.
No.
Well, we have you now.
Twice. Yes.
No. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Dwayne, I'm sorry. I wasn't on the. Did you read the agenda? What is our Nancy? What is the next point on the agenda?
Agenda approval.
Agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Alan has a question.
Yes. I mean, okay. I open now. If somebody want any amendments?
I want to look at the agenda. Can you tell me where it is, when you sent it out?
Can anybody send that agenda to Ms. Allen, please?
Or just tell me when you sent it out, because I don't see it on KPFTX.
Okay, no. Let's see. I'm sorry. But I cannot.
Dwayne, you just read it. Can you tell the time you sent it? She sent it? Can you send it to Teresa?
It was sent on the 16th. At 4:28.
Okay. Yes, it was 4:06 p.m. And I'm looking at everyone was copied, including Teresa and Lyndon. So it may be in your spam or wherever it went. You can see that it was sent to you.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Do I have any proposal? I mean, can everybody please mute if you are not speaking?
Nobody's speaking. Can we get on with the meeting?
Bob, thank you, sir. Let me conduct the meeting. What I'm saying is, if you are not speaking, mute. Okay? If not, I can do it by myself from here, but I prefer not to do it. Thank you. I can see where the noise is coming, but that's fine. I'm asking if anybody have any amendments to add to the agenda. Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved. What is the next point? Do we have minutes? Nancy, Teresa, you don't have your minutes from March, right?
No, I did April by mistake.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
the first part we need.
Yeah, we have it. That's okay. And Nancy, you didn't finish the previous one. Okay, then we don't have.
Oh no.
We don't have
everybody what I had, but it's not.
Actually, Madam Chair, when I went to KPFTX, it was not downloaded. The tape was actually not downloaded until today. So I did them today when they were downloaded. So.
Yeah, I know, Bishop, because I wrote an email to our IT asking him why we are not posted April and May, and he did, I think.
Thank you.
He came up and he did it. But the recording from March wasn't done in a call from Maestro Conference. I mean, Bill, where is the recording? Or Teresa, do you have it? Need to be there, okay?
You're saying.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I will check on March.
Yes, please.
That's what I'm saying. March was not a number from Maestro Conference. It's not a Pacifica number. Was a number that I believe that Bill put there, or maybe you, Teresa, but I believe that was Bill, and we need that recording there.
Bill, for
that's
the stack.
What I'm saying. Yes, Bill, go ahead.
I may have recorded it. I don't remember it. I had to check, Teresa. But I'll let you know if I can find it.
I want, if you don't mind, I want you to send the recording to Overage 2 to be posted in the Pacifica website. That is part of transparency. Okay? Thank you. What is the next point in the agenda, please? Wayne? because we don't have obviously management
person. Yeah, PNB finance report.
Okay, I know. We don't have a management present, then I will ask the PNB from the Finance Committee, please, if you have any reports, and then if I don't mistake, that's that Q&A. And how long is that? You can
30
see
minutes.
On the agenda. 30 minutes? Okay.
Yes, but that had with management and Markeisha, too.
That's okay. That was the question. Go ahead. Who is in the PNB Finance Committee?
I am.
Yeah, I'll let the treasurer go first.
Teresa, go ahead.
Teresa, are you muted? Teresa?
Sorry, can you hear me? Report
now
from the National. You want me to give a report from the National Finance Committee?
Yes, there were two
motions that came out of that were passed the National Finance Committee, and then they went to the PNB, and so they're out of my hands. So I guess I should ask Dwayne Lark or Lyndon Foley or somebody on the National Committee whether they have sent that to our Finance Committee so we can act upon it, or to our LSB.
Yes,
I have one other thing that I would like to ask about. I guess I may as well be in my report. So I guess we'll come back to that. I have had people on national open meetings that have made comments about the programming at KPFT being substandard, have made statements about electrical issues. Someone claimed that we had asbestos in our station. Another person mentioned that we had mold in our station. I'm a national board member. You asked me for a report, and
I'm not a national board member,
but I would like to say, Madam Chair, you can call.
Teresa, please listen. I'm the chair, and this was open to the commentaries from the PNB Finance Committee related to KPFT. The question will come later, if you don't mind. Lyndon or Dwayne, do you want to go on?
And I would like...
Teresa, you don't listen. Teresa, you don't have the floor. Now the floor is for Lyndon or for Dwayne. Thank you.
Committee meeting. And I will say I'm asking people about
the Dwayne, what is the point of order?
Obvious. I like to use her technique. It's obvious this member is out of order. Obviously, she wants some special privilege that's not afforded to the rest of the members. Could you call her in order, please?
Please, Teresa, it's a fair warning. You are being called to order. Thank you.
Officially rule, Madam Chair, and we need to vote on it, because I have a right to report on what came out of the Finance
Teresa,
Committee
please,
meeting.
Please, again, you challenge, and that's it.
Yes, I
you
want the challenge.
And that's it. You challenge. Perfect. Madam
now, you have to rule, Madam
Secretary.
Chair.
Madam Secretary, Madam Teresa, if you interrupt me one more time, I will take you off the call. I will take you off the call. Is that clear? You challenge
I call
ruling.
Point of order,
you
Madam Chair. Yes,
Teresa
I challenge.
Allen. You challenge,
I challenge.
My. That's why. Then
order
shut
order.
Up and wait. Then shut up and wait.
I'm waiting.
Madam Secretary, can you please call in my point of order? Can you make a... Can you take the vote in my,
yes.
If the people are
yes.
accepting or not my point of order?
Madam Chair,
yes,
you have to tell me
yes,
why
yes.
I'm being called out of order.
Madam Teresa Allen, I will tell you again, because you don't listen. When I ask you a question, I give you the floor, and then when I tell you that you are going off topic, you keep talking, over-talking over me. And I know, I'm sorry, but you don't have the floor. And that is exactly your problem. You don't have the floor at this time. The reason you talk over everybody. And you can keep repeating, Madam Chair, but till I stop speaking, nobody else can speak.
Okay, Madam Chair, I do have, Madam Chair, I do believe I have a right to state my position before we vote on the decision of the chair.
Absolutely. You have your right. And the decision is I call you out of order.
Madam Chair, I have a right before we vote
decision. Like I said, Teresa said why you think that you have the right to over-talk over everybody.
Pardon the interruption. Sandy has joined the call. Hey, Adriana.
Hi, Sandy.
Madam Chair, perhaps you would like Ted Weiskel to quote
Madam
from Robert's
Chair,
rule about why I have a right to ask
I'm
what
sorry,
I am being accused of.
I'm sorry, Teresa.
He's trying to control
you
the meeting.
You want to say, can you explain why?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Please do it.
Yes, I can. I am the treasurer, and I'm just saying that in a finance committee meeting, there are members of other boards who are making comments about our station, which I think are pretty serious in open meetings, and I think some of them are erroneous. So I'm just asking that we be careful not to make accusations that are stated by other board members in our open meetings. That's it.
Perfect, Teresa. I hear your explanation, but that's not the reason why you were being called to order. You were called to order because when you start diverting from the issues of this committee, I ask you to stop and you keep talking over me. That's the reason. Please, Madam Secretary, can you take the roll?
Madam Chair, I would like to respond to that.
Madam Chair, until you tell me what
I have done wrong.
You did already. Okay.
Teresa, according to the rule of orders, and every time that we go through this, everybody has the right to put a point of order. The chair make a decision, and after the decision of the chair, the person can talk and explain. You did. But according to that, the chair have the last say, and I did. Now we go straight to a vote. You want to vote, Teresa? Stop talking and vote. Thank you.
Return the decision of the chair.
Okay, yes, we're voting now, Teresa. So a yes vote means you agree with the chair. A no vote means you disagree with the chair's ruling. Okay, Teresa? Teresa, you voting?
I said no.
Oh, Teresa said no. Okay, Adriana, I'll come back to Adriana later. William Crozier. William? Bill, I do not hear you. Okay, Lyndon Foley.
I vote no.
That's Lyndon? Okay, Lyndon, no. Okay, Bob Gartner. Bob? I don't hear Bob. Okay, Dwayne Lark.
Yes, I vote the ruling of the chair.
Dwayne votes yes. Okay, Mike Lewis.
No. Did you get Bob Gardner's vote?
No, I could not hear you, Bob. How do you
Will
vote?
Will you please if you would repeat the names of the people you're calling on so that I know that my vote was counted or not?
Yes, I do. I do that, but we got cut off.
Well, you did not do that.
Okay, Madam Chair, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to call Bob's name again. Okay, Bob Gardner, Robert Gardner?
I vote no.
Okay, no. Bob votes no. Marianne Martinez?
I believe everyone deserves free speech for everyone.
I vote no.
Marianne votes no. Okay, Susie Moreno.
Yes.
Susie Moreno votes yes. Okay, Venetia Patel Adams.
I'm not quite clear on what we're voting on, so I'm going to abstain for now.
Venetia Patel Adams abstained. I think she said abstain. Venetia, you abstained, right? Okay. Or did you say pass? You said for
abstain.
Now. Abstain, okay. Nancy, I vote yes. All right, Deborah Shafto.
No.
Deborah Shafto vote no. Richard Giselle.
Abstain.
Abstain. Richard abstains. Rita Washington.
Yes.
Rita, I'm sorry, I could not hear you very well.
Washington votes yes.
Washington votes yes. I heard you clear right there. Sandy Wyman. Sandy, I cannot hear you. Ted Weisfeld.
Sorry, I was muted. Hey, I can't trade my vote for draft picks, so I'm just going to abstain. Thank you.
Abstain. Sandy abstains. Okay, Ted Weisfeld.
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Okay, let's see. Let me go back. William Crozier, I did not hear your vote. Bill? Still don't hear him. Adriana Casanave? Oh, I'm supposed to tally him first. Okay. Okay. Teresa, no. Linda, no. Bob, no. Mike, no. Oh, I'm supposed to do the yes for her. I'm sorry. Thank you. Dwayne, yes. Susie, yes. Nancy, yes. Rita, yes. And Ted, yes. That's five yeses. And the no is Teresa, Lyndon, Bob, Mike Lewis, Marianne Martinez, Deb Shafto. That's six no.
I'm sorry. I have Dwayne Lark, Susie Moreno, Nancy, Rita Washington, Ted Weisfeld, and myself. It means six votes.
A six yes. Okay, so chair is voting yes. So, and then six no.
Madam Secretary, did you ask Mike Lewis?
I'm sorry. I declare, obviously, when we have a draw, it means that the say of the chair is the one approving. Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Chair, may I be recognized?
I want to finish. Two abstentions, it's Venetia and Sandy and...
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yeah, don't talk over me, Teresa.
You cannot talk when we are in the middle of the vote.
Well, why don't you finish the vote then?
Six yes, and three abstentions. Thank you. The ruling of the chair is staying. Go ahead. Who wants to blow?
Information. Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Teresa. What is your point of information?
Did Mike Lewis vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. What is the next?
I didn't hear his name called.
Bob, okay. Please, Mr. Garner, please refrain like everybody else and ask for the floor. Lyndon Polis or Dwayne Lark, who wants to go first on the PMB?
I'll let Dwayne go first.
Okay, Dwayne.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Who from KPFT is on the National Finance Committee?
In the National Finance Committee is Teresa Allen and Dwayne Lark. But in the PMB is Lyndon Follis. Maybe, like Teresa said at the beginning, that the motions passed to the PMB. That's why I was asking if Lyndon Follis have anything to add.
So your question originally was that you wanted to hear from the people on the finance on the National Finance Committee, right?
Exactly, yes.
Well, and she's on the Finance Committee. Why wouldn't you let her talk?
She already said what she had to say, and she said, and it's in the recording, that she didn't have anything else because from there that went to the PMB. And then later on, Teresa started talking about issues that have nothing to do with the finance and with the issue here. When we come up, she started with questions. And like I explained, we will have a report from the PMB members first, and then will be a Q&A. Is that clear? I'm sorry, sometimes I'm not that clear when I speak, but this is what is in the agenda that we approve, right? Okay. Lyndon, you don't have anything to say?
I told you I would go after Mr. Lark. And
I understand what you said. But Mr. Lark is, I don't know if he's muted, if he's dropped from the call. I'm opening the floor for him, and he's not speaking. Do you want to go?
Okay, okay. Well, would you, a point of order or point of privilege, would you check and see if you had Bill muted during the vote?
Bill, I don't see. Where is? I don't
claim
know.
You have
I
that.
Don't have,
power.
I don't have nobody's muted. I can see the screen here, and nobody's muted.
He was trying to vote and couldn't get in, couldn't be heard.
Well, it's interesting that all of you know, and how do you, all of you know? Because
he sent us an email.
Oh, okay, thank you. I don't know. Bill and everybody else is here. He's still muted? He cannot speak?
Yes. He says he's muted. He just sent me an email. And he wants
like
to vote
said,
no.
Like I said before, nobody else here is muted. I can see the screen by myself. Okay? Nobody's muted here.
Okay. To the chair.
A point of personal privilege.
Yes, Teresa, what is your point of personal privilege?
Madam Chair, you did mention at the last meeting that you wanted to offer the opportunity for everyone on this committee to see who is muted. I did send you an email saying that I wanted to see who was muted. And you also just made a statement during your ruling that you had the capability of muting me. So I would like you to take into consideration that Bill Crozier says he's muted right now and tried to vote in that last vote.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, you
okay, this is the third time I've called back in, and I've been muted each time. Apparently, I could hear you, and you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
And I tried to vote no several times. And also asked to speak on that motion about the ruling of the chair, and I wasn't allowed to speak.
I'm sorry, Bill, but nobody was muted. Thanks God, I'm videoed this whole situation.
Point
because,
of order.
You know, this is the,
well,
this
point
is
of Teresa order. Was apparently point. Muted part of the time, too, because she sometimes point I only order. Hear the last part of a sentence.
Okay, I'm muted, too?
Point of order.
Okay, I'm sorry, Richard, may I answer Teresa before I open the floor for you?
Oh, that's Bob.
Who are you talking
to? Teresa, you asked me about the offering, and I'm still offering the same thing, but I cannot do it by myself. What I need is Otis or the IT people give that option to the whole committee. I'm asking for that, but I don't know what's going on, and I believe that probably we will not be using Maestro that for that long. And on all the other platforms, we can see each other. Okay, Teresa? Richard, you have a point of order. Go ahead.
No, Bob Gardner has one.
No,
yes,
Bob Gardner. Richard have a point of order before you.
I have one. Richard never spoke.
Richard, do you have a point of order?
Since I'm being told that I have a point of order, I would like to change my vote from abstain to no on that last vote because I was given the other information
okay.
you said that Teresa was not on the federal, I mean on the national committee, and apparently she is. So I'm going to vote no.
Madam Chair, point of order.
I'm very sorry, Richard, but it's too late. That vote already passed. We already vote.
Okay, well, when is my point of order going to be recognized? That's what I would like
once
to know.
Once that I finish with the previous one, sir, if you have...
And double the point of order.
To you, you know that every point of order needs to be...
No, you're continuing on and making judgments about the vote.
Can you please stop talking out of time, Bob?
You're not responding to Richard Uzzell's statement.
You have a point of order.
Bob, you're out of order.
You have previous... to yours. It's a point of order from Richard, and that's what I'm attending to. Even if you believe that I need to give priority to you, Richard Uzzell was before.
No, he wasn't.
Okay. Do you want to have the floor, Bob? Mr.
Yeah.
Garner, you have the floor with your point of order.
I am put out with this because we all know by now, I should hope, based on the last LSB meeting, and it would have been nice if Sandy Wyman would have done us all the courtesy and spoke to us. Perhaps he didn't feel that he was going to get the floor rather than email us, but it was nice to hear from Sandy Wyman and giving his reasons as to why he asked for the meeting to be closed. This sucks, and I think that the vote needs to be retaken, and I'm of the opinion that you did not, you jumped to conclusions regarding Teresa's dialogue, and Teresa, I think, didn't present herself exactly correctly, but she was talking about finance, and I want the vote redone.
Okay, can you explain to me, because the first part have nothing to do with anything, and your point of order is
my point of order is Maestro is not working.
Yes, I agree with you, but they are telling me that I cannot use my own conference call that is much better than this. It's not up to me.
I don't. You're changing the subject now.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
I think on this basis, the vote needs to be retaken.
I'll second the motion to retake the vote.
Yes, I'll second also. Bob's right.
Yep. Madam Chair, request for information.
Okay, Dwayne, what is your request for information?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure the third person, the second person who seconded the motion is very aware that there is no such motion of taking a vote once a vote has been closed. So, Madam Chair, I would suggest orders of the day.
Thank you.
Point of orders, Bill.
Bill, go ahead on your point of order.
Well, essentially, I agree with what Bob was saying, but I'm making this a point of order. The vote should be retaken because I was not allowed to vote, and Teresa was not allowed to finish her report. She's on the National Finance Committee. It was not appropriate to interrupt her, and she was doing exactly what was on the agenda, and we should be able to, all of us, should, all the committee members should be able to vote on this. So the vote should be retaken.
Okay. Like I said again, it's not, and you didn't show me, this is not a point of order, because a point of order is a rule that was broken, and you didn't show that.
The rule that was broken is not everyone was allowed to vote, and incorrect information was provided, so I challenge your ruling. I challenge your ruling.
You don't have that right to talk
yes,
about
you do.
Everybody. You are abusing
yep,
your rules. Like always.
Anybody can challenge the chair.
Is this obstruction? That
Bill is challenging the ruling of the chair.
Are they obstructing?
It's not. I'm very sorry, but you cannot challenge that because your point of order is not a point of order. Ted, I'm asking
yes, yes, it was.
Bill, if you talk once more,
all of a sudden
I will sanction you too.
Point of order, Sandy.
Ted Weisel, I'm asking and giving you the floor like parliamentarian. Can you explain to the body what a point of order is and when it's not a point of order? Can you, Mr. Weisel?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
You cannot explain what is a point of order? Okay. Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd be glad to explain point of order since I've been I've been studying Robert Rules of Order since the sixth grade. So the idea of a point of order is that a member has the right to point out an order that has been broken of a rule of the body or a rule of Robert Rules.
Thank you. And that's what
may, Madam Chair, may I re-recognize
Sandy,
for the floor.
Back.
I'm sorry. If everybody
and
says
Bill,
I can understand
Bill also.
For the floor.
Sandy.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
For the floor.
Sandy.
Who?
Sandy.
Sandy?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Okay, Sandy, go
ahead. So I'd like to introduce... I joined late, but I'd like to introduce a motion to allow Teresa 5 additional minutes to talk about national finances. That's a motion. I need a second.
Second.
Okay. Anybody wants
Thank
to talk
you.
About that issue?
I would, Teresa
can
Allen.
You send, can you send this, please, that in writing that the secretaries have exactly your motion, and we know what we are
sure.
voting on.
Certainly.
Madam Chair, can you hear me? Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yeah. Teresa Allen.
Teresa? Yes.
Teresa Allen, go ahead.
I really am not asking for any extra time, but whether or not the misunderstanding of this last vote was because of technical difficulties, I'm not going to cast any blame, but we'd really, I'm asking for a revote. And so I would like to vote. I would like to move that we take that vote again because there were some misunderstandings and some technical difficulties.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Teresa.
My highest concern is that when I'm giving a report, I don't want to put down that I was being insubordinate or out of order. I was giving a report, and it's your opinion that I was off topic. Obviously, some people don't feel that. So, Madam Chair, I have a right to ask for a recount, a revote.
Madam Chair,
vote on that?
Teresa, I'm sorry, Ms. Allen.
Point of order, Wayne
Clark. Let me put it this way. We have a motion on the floor from Sandy Wyman to allow you to do that. It's not anywhere in the rules that said that once that you lose a vote, you have the right to keep asking for the same vote. I suffered that my whole life in the PMB, and all of you, some of you that are here, were even responsible for some of the time that I was muted. Then please don't tell me. And the answer was always the same. Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't hear in the vote. You in the vote, then your vote doesn't count. Okay? That is not true. I didn't, and like I said, I didn't mute anybody, and I agree absolutely with everybody's sentiment that this is not a system that is working. I agree absolutely 100%, but I'm obligated. I wrote to the PMB asking to use a different platform.
Orders of the day, please.
Unfair. Okay? We have a motion on the floor for Sandy Wyman. Anybody wants to talk about that motion? For
yes,
or against
Nancy.
That motion?
Could you repeat the motion,
now.
Please?
Can Sandy, did you email your motion?
I did. I sent it right to you. You should
okay.
have it.
No. Okay. Secretary, please.
So,
me too, or everybody. I need to write it in a minute.
Yes,
yeah.
Because I'm
sorry about that. Okay,
I'll open the email. Yes, yeah, sorry. But you can read it from the email and then send it to everybody, Sandy.
Sure. Okay,
Nancy,
so simply my motion is that My motion is that Teresa Allen be given an additional 5 minutes to summarize National Finance Committee business. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Anybody else that wants to issue that motion before we go to a vote?
I was trying
Nancy.
To speak. This is Susie,
Nancy?
And I was trying to speak.
Yeah, Susie was on the stack way ahead.
Susie?
Madam Chair, I have been trying to speak. No one heard me again, so I don't know.
I heard you.
or what the problem. Well, no one spoke up either.
Okay.
But your voice wasn't
question,
very loud.
Bob.
If I get any louder,
refrain yourself. Susie, please cut the floor. And if everybody mute, we can hear her.
What I was trying to say, or maybe asking also for clarification, is that I understood that this is a finance committee meeting, and what Teresa was trying to speak about is not about the finances, and that's why she was out of order, and that is why we don't need to vote again.
Marianne for the staff.
Dwayne.
Who? I'm sorry.
Marianne.
Marianne,
okay,
and Dwayne.
Okay.
And Lyndon
was on the stack after
Lyndon,
Susie.
Lyndon was first by a hair.
Okay, I have Marianne. I have.
Oh, my God.
Dwayne.
Marianne,
Dwayne.
Go ahead. I have Marianne, Dwayne, and Quilch.
Nancy was there before.
And I think Lyndon was in front of me.
By hair.
Okay, I have Marianne, Nancy, Dwayne, Lyndon, you want to be there too?
Yes, I asked to be on the stack.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Marianne.
I would just like to say that the Pacifica mission statement basically says that the foundation or this organization is based upon peace and understanding and dialogue and communication. So I believe in free speech, and I believe that everybody should have an opportunity to say whatever they want to say, as long as they're not, making a violent statement. And so I would let Ted talk, Dwayne talk, Adriana talk. I would let Teresa talk. So I believe everyone should have an opportunity to talk, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Nancy?
Yes. Yes, I agree with Marianne about free speech, but we had an agenda, approved agenda, and this was about finance. So Teresa made her report about finance in the National Finance Committee meeting. Two motions were made, and they were sent to the PNB, and she does not know anything further of what happened, okay? Then she started talking about things at the station. So the chair said, this is not pertaining to the finance committee, and so she can bring up those things later on in question, Q&A. And also, by Robert's Rules of Order, if you take identical vote again, within a 24-hour period, unless the next day is a holiday, you have to win by a two-thirds majority.
Is this out of order?
No,
I'm sorry. Who is speaking out of turn?
Lyndon Foley.
Okay, Mr. Foley, can you let Nancy finish? And when that she finishes, will be your turn to speak?
Well, actually, I'm before him. Dwayne Lark is before Lyndon.
I want Nancy Saibara. Oh, my God. Nancy Saibara, please finish.
Yeah, so if we do this vote again, then whichever side has to win by two-thirds majority. I forgot what it's called. It's got a complicated name. Maybe Ted remembers it. That's all. And we're wasting time.
Okay. I have Dwayne Lark, Lyndon Polis, and Ted Weissel. Go ahead.
Okay, Madam Chair. The fact is that you yield the floor to Ms. Allen. Ms. Allen then turned the floor over because she wanted to get answers from national board members regarding two issues that she referred to. So they have complicated the whole issue here. That she has the floor. She could have spoken as long as she wanted. She said she turned it over, and then she wanted to reclaim it. So we still haven't spoken to the two issues that she brought up, which were two votes that were made in the finance committee. Now, she wanted to know whether or not the Finance Committee had referred them. So all this has been complicated unnecessarily to give Teresa more time when she gave up the time, and nobody else has been able to speak since she went first. That's the fact.
Lyndon?
Yes, first I'd like to point out that the reason I interrupted Nancy is because she was talking about taking another vote. That was not the subject of the motion. Now, the subject of the motion was to allow Teresa time to say her piece. And I listened to the National Finance Committee call, the stream of the last call that she was, that Teresa was referring to, and she is referring to business that took place on that call. And so I think it was totally relevant, and you just cut her off, you know, for no reason.
Thank you, Lyndon.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Ted, what I would like to say is that what Teresa started to say was that I heard in this committee meeting something about asbestos, and she went on that front or on that track, and it was not clear that this was an official part of the meeting. We have had a problem in this organization for years and years and years of people talking about extraneous things that did not happen as an official part of a committee meeting. And this is one more example, unless Lyndon is correct, that that conversation about asbestos was during the actual meeting, not during some sidebar conversation. If it was a sidebar conversation and not a part of the actual agenda and discussion of the meetings, then the chair is correct that her comments were extraneous and out of order. Is my assumption, and that is why I voted to sustain the decision of the chair.
Bill to the stack.
Partner.
Dean, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, the reason Teresa mentioned asbestos, and she was about to talk about some other things that I know they talked about on the NFC call, was because of the financial situation. Our cash flow is very critical, and people even at other stations were interested in, you know, what's it going to cost to do this and do that? And asbestos abatement was one of the issues. And we still don't know ourselves. And it's very relevant to our meeting today to know about this. So thank you. She needs to, we need to allow her to continue giving her report.
Dwayne to the stack.
Okay.
Bob Gardner.
Marianne to the stack.
Wait. Who?
Marianne.
Marianne, you spoke already. Dwayne, you spoke already.
Bob Gardner.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Dwayne's ahead of me. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Point of order. Point of order.
Sorry, Bob Gardner, but I'm the one that I'm the chair. I'm letting the people that didn't talk in this issue to talk first. I don't need to explain myself, but I'm doing it.
So you're,
please, Bob,
you're giving the floor to me?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I think this, I think this could be a case of what Ted often does. And I'm not picking on you, Ted, but you'll go into some dialogue and you'll make the point last rather than first. And you kind of have to go with it before you get an understanding of what's going on. I hope that I'm correct and that Teresa is not going off on some tangent. Based on what I've heard in these comments in the last few minutes, and the last speaker spoke to this, I think that it kind of could go either way. But I think I got the flavor that of it that Teresa was basically talking about the PNB finance report. Thank you.
I agree.
Anybody else that didn't spoke yet?
My point of order is that in an appeal from the decision of the chair, everybody gets to speak only one time, except for the chair, who gets to speak first or second and last, and then we go to a vote.
Thank you, Ted.
Well, we're done then.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Ted. But we are right now
we have on the floor the motion from Sandy Wyman that we need to vote in.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. Have I spoken on this issue?
Richard, no, you have the floor. Richard Yusuf.
Okay. Yeah, it was my misunderstanding that I thought you were saying that Teresa wasn't a member of that committee, and that's why she couldn't talk about it. But come find out, she really is a member of the committee. And that's exactly what she was saying, that she heard this in the Finance Committee meeting, and she was questioning it. And that's germane to what's being said. So she should not have been ruled out of order in the first place.
Okay. Is anybody else that wants to keep talking about this, or we can go to a vote?
I've been asking for orders of the day for the last 5 minutes. Orders of the day.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you take the vote in Sandy Wyman motion?
Okay. I have not received...
Sandy, can you read your motion? And send it to the secretary, too, that she needs to make the minutes. Sandy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here. Go ahead.
And be sure that you send that email to the secretary that needs to put it in the minutes. But you read.
Yeah, I sent that to Nancy as well. I sent that to Nancy. She's got it. Okay. So there you go.
Yes.
No, Sandy, please read it because I have not received it yet.
Okay.
I have a request for information.
The motion is to give Teresa Allen 5 additional minutes to talk about National Finance Committee business. That's
Madam
the motion.
Secretary,
it's
you.
Been
take
seconded. Thank you.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
Who's that?
What?
Vinicia,
what is your question?
I kind of, because I'm driving and stuff, I missed what Dwayne said. I was wondering if him or someone else can summarize really fast why they are against the motion.
Okay.
Because I heard all the people for, but I missed the against.
I'm sorry, V, but if you... if we start again, other members...
That's fine. I understand. That's fine.
Claim. Please. You heard the motion. Everybody heard the motion. Please, Madam Secretary, can you take the vote?
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. What's your vote?
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to abstain.
Teresa Allen, abstain. William Crozier. Bill Crozier.
Bill, and somebody's breathing into their microphone.
Bill, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Bill votes yes.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yep.
Yes. Linda Foley.
I vote yes.
Linda Foley votes yes. Okay. Bob Gartner.
I vote yes.
Bob Gartner votes yes. Dwayne Lark.
I vote no.
Dwayne Lark votes no. Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Mike Lewis votes yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Marianne Martinez votes yes. Susie Moreno.
I vote no.
Susie votes
no.
Right. Okay. Venetia Patel Adams.
Can I pass?
Pass. Okay, Nancy Sabaranaditomi votes no. Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Deb Shafto votes yes. Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington. Rita, can I hear you? Sandy Wyman.
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Yes. Okay. Ted Weisgall.
Yes.
Ted Weisgall votes yes. Okay, I'm going to go back.
Madam Secretary, Teresa would like to change her vote to yes.
Okay. Teresa Allen votes yes. All right. Next is Venetia Patel Adams. You passed.
I'm going to abstain. Sorry, y'all. I'm just not quite clear. So I'm just going to abstain.
Okay. President, I'm voting or abstain. All right. Venetia Patel Adams is abstain. Rita Washington.
I'm sorry. I have been. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
We're voting.
I apologize. I was not able to hear what we are voting on. Can you tell me what we're voting on, please? Is all of this confusion?
To give 5 minutes to Teresa to talk more about what happened in finance, National Finance Committee meeting.
No.
No. Rita Washington, no. Adriana Casanave, do you want me to tally first? Let's see. Okay, yes, it's Teresa. Bill, Teresa. Lyndon, that's three. Bob Gardner, that's four. Mike Lewis, that's five. Marian Martinez, that's six. Deb Shafto, that's seven. Richard Uzel, that's eight. Sandy Wyman, that's nine. And Ted, that's 10. Yes. And the no is Dwayne Lark, that's one. Nancy Saibara Natomi, that's two. Rita Washington, that's three. Three no's. Chair, how do you wish to vote? Oh, yeah, we have one abstention. Chair, how do you wish to vote?
Yes, the chair, present, no voting.
Present, no voting, okay. So the yes one.
Okay, perfect. 5 minutes. Madam Secretary or whoever they have the agenda in front of you, can you tell me, you have already, I take the minutes out. We have 30 minutes for this issue, right, for the Q&A. We already,
yes.
Obviously, I'm not counting the point of orders and all of that, but we already have 15 minutes of that. We have 15 minutes starting right now. And Teresa Allen, you want to have your 5 minutes? Go ahead. But like I said, please remember that the issue is Finance Committee, what is related to KPFC. Thank you.
Okay. Really, this is no consolation to me for being called out of order when I think there were technical problems. But what's most on my mind is the fact that there were issues brought up at our Finance Committee meetings, and one of them was that our vice chair of our national board brought a request that KPFT be exempted from paying into central services for a year. This was not brought to the attention of the LSB at KPFT prior to this being brought to the PNB. It was not brought to our Finance Committee. Then he brought it to the National Finance Committee, and the only reason that we did not pursue that was that another bigger issue came up about royalties involving music. So we have some very serious financial issues ahead of us, and what concerns me most right now are the two motions which came out of the last Finance Committee meeting and went to the national board. I'm hoping that Lyndon Foley will address these because I have real confidence in his understanding because of his financial background, understanding the loan that we are facing and the terms of that loan. And again, the other issue that I think we need to be concerned about is that we cannot go off nilly-willy and making statements that we have like asbestos or other things, because that totally undermines confidence in KPFT. And I believe that some of these issues were brought up, came to our attention last year, like we needed a furnace, and they were dealt with. And in our February meeting, our first Finance Committee meeting, we dealt with some of these. We asked for information on these things, and if we had dealt with them, then as treasurer, I would not be so unsure about confidence in KPFT and how that might affect our public and our listeners' belief and support of us. Thank you.
Okay, Lindong, go ahead. Anything else to add to that?
I have stated several times that I will go after Mr. Lark.
Okay, Mr. Lark, you want to go?
I don't know what his problem is about wanting to go after Mr. Lark, but I am on the Finance Committee, so I don't have a problem, but I do reserve some of my time to come after him, after his comments. Now, it is very clear that Ms. Allen, who's referring to my motion, is somewhat informed and somewhat uninformed, but certainly there's a lot of hypocrisy bleeding into her concerns. For instance, when Mr. Bill Crozier and Ms. Adrienne LaViolette was on the National Board, and they wanted to fire our IDM and hire the most previous IGM, they didn't come to the local station board and federate and get an approval or even inform the board.
Madam
they just
Chair.
Did it. So this is hypocrisy at its worst in terms of trying to, ma'am, you can't, just because you don't like facts that are being stated, why don't you reserve and control yourself by always hollering point of order as if that's going to stop me from being able to say what I have a right to say. It's not going
Madam
to stop
Chair,
me.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized with my point of order?
Have you?
No, Teresa, you need to leave it. Go and finish.
Thank you,
and
Madam
Chair. Madam Chair, if he's not speaking on topic, why would we let him finish?
This is an example of white privilege. She thinks she has a right to jump on me every time I say something she don't like because she has some special privilege. Now, if that is not the face of racism, I don't know what is. Now, I'm stating the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And the facts are that there have been countless number of examples that Mr. Crozier and other members of the National Board have done things with KPFT to KPFT and did not get approval nor inform the local station board or a committee of the local station board. The height of hypocrisy.
Point of information,
double standards,
Madam Chair.
Double standards is what it is. So when
point
I ask
information,
the National Board
Madam Chair.
To give special consideration
Mr. Luther, you need to wait.
That's their habit, and I'm used to it. Been on
the did this,
for 1 year.
Did what the
I'm
gentleman is talking about happen at that meeting?
I'm sorry, Mr. Russell, but you are taking the floor that I don't give in to you.
I don't mind answering the uninformed protector his question. Yes, it did, sir. Now, will you shut up and allow me the privilege of speaking without interrupting me?
Privilege? I don't think I need to be told to shut up.
Well, you certainly don't have a problem in interrupting me with the question. That's not your right to ask a question in the middle of my time.
Because I didn't think what you were saying was germane, sir.
It's not your opinion that matters, sir. That's the whole point with all of y'all. All y'all think you got special privileges that you can interrupt people just because you who you are. That's the problem.
No,
and you don't see racism.
If it's not germane.
You don't see racism in there. I've already...
Should I tell the board, should I tell the members that the only one that give the floor is myself? You cannot have a back and forth. You cannot talk
if
I don't give you the floor. Please let Mr. Lark finish, and then we will go to the next. That is a point of order from Teresa Allen. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr.
It's obvious they have no self-control nor any common respect for other members. Nevertheless, I continue. The fact of the matter is that I did what has been done in the past, Mr. Germaine, when I put forth a motion on behalf of KPFT to give KPFT the very complaints many of you are making about KPFT's finances, and the other three members on the National Board would go against giving KPFT this relief. And we know that it's politics because some of the PNB members from other stations just couldn't understand. How is it that these three other members don't want to give KPFT financial relief? And all the idiotic excuses given why they don't want to give KPFT that relief, many of us know why they don't want to give KPFT that relief. Now, having the fact that Lyndon didn't mention it, but I will, that this motion has not been sent back to the national board, because if Teresa had been paying attention, it's still on the vine in the national committee. And again, her misinformation, disinformation, outright trying to confuse the issue. There is a report that have been paid for that distinguishes that there is mold and asbestos in that building. So let's just stop lying and stop trying to paint scourging on me for making statements. And in fact, if you want to take your own advice, Ms. Allen, when you make statements about KPFT finances on the national stream, and you yourself want to try to take a good situation and always paint it as a bad situation. For instance, within my report that I'm giving, it is noted by the ICFO and the NETA that of all five stations, KPFT is within 1% tolerance of staying within its budget. And we have some stations that are 20%, 30% out of their budget. We have some stations that are 10% or 50%. KPFT, I repeat, is 1% within its budget. And Ms. Allen wanted to point out on national stream, well, that's just not good enough. We ought to be having plans to even have more. And if that's not painting a negative picture, the hypocrisy is just so blatant around this place. You don't even know where to start. But in closing, Madam Chair, the national board has not taken up any one of those issues. The fact that she states that it's in error, and it's error, is not true, because we have a report from a local firm that's reviewed the building. And anybody who want to challenge that, you're just challenging the fact. But I've come to realize that's something y'all do anyway. Thank you, Madam Chair, for allowing me to speak.
Thank you. Teresa, you...
Judge, for the staff.
...the point of order, or I should go let Lyndon to go?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I believe that when we had the furnace replaced, we had something installed to deal
with...
No, Teresa.
You are.
I'm sorry. I'm confused about what your. Oh, my point of order. My point of order was.
That's the privilege again.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was confused. My point of order was that Dwayne Lark was off topic, and unlike me, immediately when you didn't like something that I said, Madam Chair, you called a point of order and tried to shut me up. But you let him go at length off topic. And you didn't call him out of order, Madam Chair. Just because he's your friend does not mean that you can't. You need to call him out of order.
You just admitted I was on topic.
I'm sorry. Mr. Lark, Mr. Allen, please, Ms. Allen, that wasn't a point of order. Clearly,
it
a
is.
Point of order. You need to show. I'm very sorry, but you can yell over me, and that doesn't make you be more right. A point of order is a break in the rules. And I, unless that we want to keep this back and forth that is not helping anybody, we can give the floor to Mr. Lyndon Polis, and he can use the last 4 minutes that we have for this topic. And I unless that you have a point of order that is really a point of order, I prefer to give Mr. Polis the floor for 4 minutes to tell us what is going on the national level related to KPFT. Thank you.
All right. First, I'd like to address three things that Dwayne said. The asbestos, Lydia did say she got a report. She sent it to James Sagerton. I sent an email to Lydia last week asking if we could have a copy, or if I could have a copy, which I'd distribute to everybody on LSB, but I have gotten no response on that. That's a second. That's a different issue than the mold issue. Now, the release from Central Services, I voted against that. Number one, it was sprung on us. It was not discussed at the local level with any of the other PNB officers, and I voted against that because I had been arguing against WBAI and other stations not paying their Central Services, and there's nobody to pick up the slack If we don't pay our central services, who will? Already, I think all the stations combined are behind $750,000 on central services. And if we don't pay, which we are, as far as I know, 41,000, we may be another 26,000, so we may be, you know, $67,000 behind, but I'm not sure. But on to the main motion that was, there was one motion that said the general manager, the IGM, has to give permission to NEDA to be able to look at the bank statements online, or bank, you know, the actual daily goings-on of the bank online. And if the IGM does not give that permission to the to NEDA, then the IGM will be suspended. The second item, which I sent to everybody on the LSB, this was a paragraph of a larger item motion that was passed, mainly dealing with the Los Angeles station, because they are really hemorrhaging stuff. But this also applies to us, and it reads, further, all units excluding the national office should provide a plan within 1 week to the NFC, the PNB, the management team, and the IED that balances expenses and revenues if the units in the preceding 6 months have had expenses that exceeded revenue, i.e., if the station's expenses are exceeding its income by 10%, the plan should be to show an expense decrease of 10%. That's just an example. In this period, from the best numbers that I have been able to get, KPFT is, in that six-month period, November through April, we are $78,000 in the red, in the hole. The revenues for that period were $319,000, approximately $319,000. Our expenses were $411,000. And with the adjustment of the cash depreciation of $14,106, which is, you know, a non-cash item, we arrive at the deficit for the 6 months ended April, about $78,000. So in the last meeting, of this LSB Finance Committee meeting, I asked Markeisha to join the 7 months of actuals that we had at that time, which now we should have 8 months of actuals, and to forecast, re-look at what she had budgeted for the last 5 months, and because we're a lot closer to it, and it would give us a forecast for the 12 months ended. Well, I never got that, and you'll see that it's in the minutes that were sent out earlier. It's the very, very, very last thing in the minutes. Scroll all the way down on the minutes, and you will see where that was requested and promised within a week. Now, also, if we look in there, we paid from the report that Markeisha did give to just a few minutes ago. It said we were going to pay out some money for the rights to keep playing music, and we also have a settlement, the Pacifica does, of $137,000 with the CPB that has to be paid. And I think there was an amount in there that we're going to pay this week. So combine that, and then at the end of this 12-month period, we're going to have to pay about $6,500 on the interest on the loan. So not only are we, the last 6 months, are we in negative territory, and we should have be providing a plan to the NFC, the PNB, and the management team, but for the 12 months ending September or ending October, whenever it is, we are going to be behind, I don't know, $30,000 to $50,000. And I think those are the facts.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Follis. We already are 1 minute over our allowed time for this issue. I'm very sorry, but that's what it is. What is the next point in our agenda, please? Is anybody that can read that for me? Like I said, I cannot do that. And
the spring drive.
I have Bob Gartner. I'm going to make a motion to extend.
Yes, sure. What is your motion to extend? For how long?
I move to extend the finance PNB report about 10 minutes.
For how long?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay.
Yeah.
Is any objections to extend this report for 10 minutes? Okay. Hearing none.
I have a question.
Dwayne,
I have a question.
Go ahead,
Bob Gartner.
Go ahead, Dwayne. What is your question? Dwayne, can you hear me?
I think Bob was first.
I think Bob
I'd like
first.
To be first.
Please, I will ask if members try to refrain themselves to try to help me to chair. Bob Turner, give us a motion to extend. And Dwayne,
yeah, but I have a question too.
I'm sorry. May I hear the question from Mr. Dwayne Lark? What is your question about the extension?
Well, actually, I wanted to be on the stack, and it will be fine after Bob's question. Maybe Jermaine for me to answer.
Okay.
I have a small question. It's very small, but maybe I missed something. Lyndon, you said that something about seeing bank statements in real time, like a monthly statement, and something subject to suspension or termination of a GM if that wasn't true. Can you elaborate on that? That sounds bizarre.
I'm sorry. First, I will ask the member, remember that this is a recorded meeting. We cannot talk in open meetings about personnel. If you want, we can talk all that you want. We can schedule we can talk. Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. We cannot keep talking about personnel matters. Because you know that we are creating a liability for the foundation.
All right, just forget it then.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else that has any more questions? Because we still have 8 minutes more.
Now, I have,
for the stack.
Who? Okay.
And Bill for the stack.
I have Dwayne Lark, Ted Weissel, Bill Closer. Okay. Go ahead,
okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Relative to what Lyndon said, if you take his numbers, and I don't, but even if you do, and that $78,000 that he put in the record, when you listen to the ICFO, who I would rather than Lyndon, when you listen to NETA, which Teresa and others like to point out how much we owe them, which we've paid a good sum of that this past couple of weeks, although we owe them, that's clear. If you listen to them, which is supposed to be the professionals, they indicate that KPFT is within 1%. I know that goes on deaf ears for some, but I'm sure it doesn't for those who are open. 1%, the best tolerance within the foundation, but yet there are those who want to ride this IGM as if he didn't inherit this mess and trying to make him come up with a miracle to resolve some of the issues that some of them didn't even have a finance meeting last year about. And two years running certainly didn't ride the other IGMs previously on these matters. Now, if you go with the 1%, which you have no choice but to because it's in the record from the professional, that 78,000 is with 8 or 9% within 6 months. And it is on the record that I asked the IED at the previous PNB meeting, ma'am, is it true that since KPFT is within 1% tolerance, and if it's true that this 78,000 that Lyndon throws out is still within 8 or 9% of our budget, then is it true that KPFT does not have to come up with a report and a plan of how it's going to cut? Because almost everybody who's objective about this know there's nowhere to cut KPFT. Only the unobjective ones keep cut, as if it's some type of insane statement. And she agreed, ladies and gentlemen, that the only report that KPFT GM, IGM needs to make is how the IGM plan to increase revenues. Because we are showing a classic example of how to stay within your budget.
Thank you.